This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 11,000 fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. That's a hint of improvement. And a national outplacement firm keeps an eye on layoffs, which are always occurring alongside new hiring. In May, there were 4.5% fewer people told that their job is ending. John Challenger is CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas. Mr. Challenger, good morning.
Good morning.
So, more layoffs in May.
Well, there were just over 36,000 layoffs announced, but that was down 4.5% from what we saw in April and down 41% from what we saw in May a year ago.
Which sectors have been affected by what you saw in May?
Well, the sectors seeing the heaviest cuts were healthcare and media in terms of jump in cuts. We're also seeing heavy cuts in the financial sector.
If you take a look at the year so far, how do these figures add up?
So far this year, we've seen almost 220,000 cuts, but that's down 11%. Interestingly, we're seeing some job cuts occur from the Affordable Health Care Act. We're seeing hospitals cut more jobs because they're concerned about Medicare payments. We're seeing some companies begin to cut jobs to try to get below the limits. We're also not seeing too much in the way of job cuts occur due to sequestration and the federal deficit cuts. That's been a big concern for many. But so far, it doesn't seem to be showing up in the numbers.
It'd be nice if I could call you and actually we were adding jobs, right?
Well, we are adding jobs. We're adding them consistently month after month, not at the kind of explosive levels that would drive unemployment down more quickly. But we are seeing job growth.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, thank you so much.
Thank you.